ృభ్యంశాగుల్పతిరుభ్యవాసింధుభ్యవతిభ్యో నమో నమో మహాబలన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ నామనే గౌరతిశేన Vaishnavas, dear devotee of Krishna, the respected gentlemen and ladies, and the beloved children, in presence of you all, I am feeling very fortunate to come here. Sripad Bhakti Kanan Giri Maharaj and Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj told about me something in front of you. The relationship with Srila Prabhupada and for the service to Guru Maharaj as possible by me, I tried to do that for your satisfaction. We are conditioned souls. Very tiny capacity we have. And Gurudev and Vaishnav want something. They are, well, he says, goodwill, everything. Transcendental way, entering into that person. And that is my strength. Guru Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, and all the affectionate devotees, their mercy is my only wealth. If I try to do something, how much I can do for this mundane world. Mundane is very big. Universe, there is 14 parts. Planes. Bhur-bhuvah-shah. Mahajapra-shattva-lok. Tal-atal-tital-tal-atal-prasatal-sutal-patal. There is down 7 layer, and it is very weak, and we are very tiny human souls. By the wills of Krishna, everything is possible, and also possible if any devotee wants something, Krishna fulfilling his desire. And Krishna wants the conditioned souls willingly try to serve him with their own freedom. For that, Krishna is not taking our freedom. When we have got form as jiva soul from Tatastha Shakti, you know you. Qualified, I think so.
Marginal
potency. There Krishna given freedom also. And why freedom given? As an example, I have done through Dham, I can test many things. Some bitter, I can test. I can test the sweet. I can test the chow, salt. Everything I can test through my Dham. And that is, I have freedom. Krishna given that freedom to the jiva soul. They will test the ecstasy, four kind of rasa, and they will enter that eternal abode of Krishna, and freely they will serve to Krishna and the associates there. It is natural will of Krishna, but he is not pushing. That is, if Krishna will push for doing something, then it will not play with the freedom of the jiva soul. But we serve Krishna like that. And mostly all the jiva souls, when they are getting form, immediately they are looking that rightful transcendental abode, that parabrahma, and going that way. That is fourth part of the jiva souls. They are going that way.
Three-fourths. Yeah.
But one-fourth, unfortunately, they are looking the Maya. And when they are looking Maya, they are thinking we are greater than this illusion. Naturally, ego coming to them, and they are attracted by Maya, and going to the mind loka, and that is this illusory environment. And when, unfortunately, they are coming to the illusory environment, Krishna do not want that, but Krishna do not interfere their freedom, over their freedom. But Krishna needs, they will come and they will get happiness, ecstasy, joyfulness, charm, beauty, everything living in the abode of Krishna Loka, Parabrahma. And for that, Krishna time to time sending his associates also for exemplary assistant given to the jiva souls for the attraction, the Krishna loka, and himself also sometimes coming. And when devotee is feeling very much disturbance and the bad elements and the bad nature of the jiva souls attacked by Maya, they are behaving too much cruel, many things, and they are getting the tendency of asura. Then Krishna himself, he coming for protecting the sadhus and teaching all the jiva souls, and also pritraraya sadhunam vinashaya chuskritan dharma sthapanarthaya sambhavani jivini. And he is making some set right the religion. Religion sense which is flowing to the God, always the abode of the God. And he is trying to harmonize. And going to his own abode. Sometimes he is sending the avatars, that is his incarnation form of Sakurma, Bhaman, etc. But all the jiva souls, living one part of this illusory environment, but mostly three-fourths, they are always getting that happiness in the transcendental world. When Krishna himself coming, there is no problem. But Krishna's wheels playing all over this mundane and rescuing the jiva souls, many that time. But after that, some changing the circumstances and wave, and that time some powerful devotee Krishna sending to them, they are his associates. And through them we are getting the transcendental knowledge. And they are also making some, they are also setting some the religious mood of the jiva souls. It is like cyclic circle, no?
Cyclic action.
Good, bad, bhalo, mando, etc. All the cyclic action around in this, over this mundane world. And that time, when good time comes for the jiva soul, that time many of the associates coming and last 500 years we are looking the history that Rupa Sanatan and other Acharya, they came here in this mundane world and they preach Krishna consciousness. They call again initially environment attacked this world and jiva souls gone other way. What they preach, that's also gone badly interpreted, no?
Misinterpreted
by the aposampradaya,
imitations
and cheaters. Aul Baul Katta Bhajanera Adarbe Shad Sahajya Sakhi Bhakti Santa Jankosai, many of them. But after that we can see the Bhaktivinoda Thakur come, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he tried to clean up the Sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he composed many books, many songs for the conditioned souls and distributed the Krishna Nam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and his preaching was very sober way. And he tried many ways to keep something in the jiva souls for their super benefit. And lastly, he given us to Bhakti, us, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, with his full power, that is, he was Krishna Shakti, and with his full power he preached all over India that time and tried to preach all over the world. And heavily, within 3 years, 64 preaching centers he opened in India. And later he has seen the Indian have got Krishna consciousness mostly, but Western world, they have not got nothing. And he tried to preach in the Western world, that Krishna consciousness. He sent three giant, his disciples, to the England. But that time they tried many ways to preach Krishna consciousness in London. Also they tried in Germany. But that was not so fruitful. Actually they preach Krishna consciousness, no doubt. But they also convinced by their Sanskriti.
Culture.
And it was not Srila Saraswati Thakur's only desire. Then Saraswati Thakur not was very happy, but not shown that, but we are saying that. And he told, if anyone can preach, I am giving power to them, but necessary to receiving capacity. And that time he also, you know, Prabhupada Desi Bhaktivedanta Swami, he was real. But anyone, that means maybe Grihastha, maybe Sannyasi, maybe Vanaprasthi, anyone if can try to preach, his blessings he will get. That was his desire. I have seen in 1947 that A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in his house ordered life. But so much affection I have got from him, that is, I have seen. Always he wants to eat to others, but breaking their egoist mentalities and pushing to them the Krishna consciousness. And I surprised, he was a Grihastha man, no so much money. But Sannyasi Brahmachari, they are not doing that. But he was very enthusiastic. And that is, I was his son's age, same age. Mathura and myself, 17 years that time. And what he is doing, he has no friend also. And we are his friend like that. What he is doing, by what he is writing to others, he is showing to us. And he have one magazine, Back to Godhead. 1944 he published, but nobody distributed that. It was in his drawing room, office room. And when I joined, he told, oh, Gaurendu, my name was Gaurendu Brahmachari. Oh, Gaurendu, can you distribute this? I told, yes, I can distribute. And Guru Maharaj gave me order, that you read Srimad Bhagavad Gita when I am not here, from Swami Maharaj. And also same age with his son. And next door, a young man, many facilities I have got that time. And he also was very affectionate. And I have no other books, only 3 books I have that time for distribution. One Guru Maharaj is the Prabandha Jivanamritam. Another one, Tattva Vivek, and Chaitanya Devet Vaishishtha. These 3 books. Other 2 books is very small, you have seen. And Prabhupada Jivanamrita, this size. And when I have got that English magazine, then I was very proud. That is, I was illiterate boy. And English magazine I shall distribute. Then I am going to Bada Bazar, and only now that value 25 paise as Indian rupees. That time it was 4 annas. But last year I am distributing that 2 annas also. If anybody giving 4 paise, then I am giving to them.
this was our first program going there.
Maharaj was the first distributor of Back to Godhead.
Nobody was that time to distribute there. And this way our relationship very nicely growing. And I am going 8 o'clock at that time to be eating breakfast. And then he is teaching me Bhagavad Gita. So sometimes I am very shy to go that time, but he told, you come 8 o'clock. And I am going and he is eating 4 puris and some sabji, potato sabji, fried potato, and little chini, sugar. And also giving me 4 puris. And I was shy to take that. I am eating muri. You know, puppet rice. And he's telling me, it is cheating the stomach. In Muri, there is nothing.
Only air inside.
Only air inside. It is cheating the stomach. You must take some chapati or something. Why you are taking Muri? And I am telling, we are happy to take Muri. Anyhow, very small scale that time was. But I have seen when 1947 some riot come, that impression come first to me. Guru Maharaj and his godbrothers, many come to Calcutta. And there Gajavan Maharaj and other Madhav Maharaj and Gosai Maharaj, many they were in Calcutta. But Abhay Bahu, his name was Abhay Bahu, Swami Maharaj. He was very enthusiastic. He told, here Mahatma Gandhi come in Noakhali, we shall go and convince. And not only that, he is writing letters to Mahatma Gandhi regular basis. Many letters he is writing to Gandhi. Why you are taking this name Mahatma Gandhi like that? Mahatma Nusman Bhakti Devi like that. His was mood.
Challenging.
All his Jawaharlal Nehru, Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Radhakrishnan, everybody, he knows everybody, that is his 11th friend was in Allahabad. Anyhow, I have seen everything is ready to go to Noakhali through enthusiasm from Swami Maharaj. They have caught. But what happened suddenly? Gandhi came to Bengal. There also some disturbance, riot happened. And from Noakhali to Bengal, I cannot remember all his name. But anyway, cannot wait with that Gandhi. But I have got that inspiration for preaching from him. Very enthusiastic role I have seen. But he was Grihastha, nobody can understand. If this man in future will be a grand guru of this world, that was not idea. Only Guru Maharaj giving him very much importance. I have seen it. One meeting happened in Sakhi Babu's house. There all the God brothers of Swami Maharaj invited, but he not invited, and I was very unhappy to see that. When they are thinking, he is doing business, so what he do? He maybe published one magazine, but maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 copies, and stopped. And how much he will preach, he cannot do anything. That was their idea. But what is the wills of Krishna, nobody can say. But when he tried so much to maintain his family, but he was not so successful. And which way he will be successful? The customers coming to him. He was chemist. He had one laboratory under our mart. His house, that house also his house. He gave first floor to us and downstairs for his laboratory. He is producing many medicines. He was when he discovered medicine. Vimalton, Nesafar, Gigardin, many.
New medicines.
New medicines.
Created them.
Laboratory's name was Vimalton Laboratory. Anyhow.
When the customers would come to when customers came.
Yes, customers. So when coming, he is preaching Krishna consciousness, not doing business. Then customers thinking, what business he will do with us? Always he is preaching Krishna consciousness. Nature was very strong and very fearless. Otherwise, Gandhiji, Jawaharlal Nehru, that type was top position in India. And he do not care. He is teaching them. They are not getting his teachings, but he does not care. Again and again he is pushing to them. Krishna consciousness.
Am I?
But when he was failure in every way, in business, then Bhavani, his sister, told Dada, my brother, it is not your life, the business. You go and preach Krishna consciousness, that is your life. Then Srila Swami Maharaj said, but who will look after my family? Something necessary to do for them. Oh, Dada, we shall see. You go. And he have got some inspiration and hope from his sister. His sister was very nice. Guru Maharaj, when going to Calcutta, every time Guru Maharaj is eating in her house, and she is cooking many things for Guru Maharaj. And unbelievable cooking. Her cooking was excellent, like Sochi Mata. Sochi Mata, then Mocha Ghanta, and PC Mata and Mocha Ghanta. I heard Sochi Mata can cook so fine Mocha Ghanta, so nice. But I tried, I am not a bad cook, I am a good cook also. But I cannot make that type of Mocha Ghanta. I tried many times. Which way Sochi Mata making? But one day when 1973 Guru Maharaj went to ISKCON, that time for inauguration, that building, and Pishima cooked that Mocha Ghanta. And first test come to me, oh, this is really Sochi Mata's cooking. And I cannot believe till I remember it. That Pishima, she have wealth, also seven, eight sons she have. And all is well established. And she gave hope, and Prabhupada came to Guru Maharaj, he gave me sandals. And with Guru Maharaj, he had very intimacy and friendship. And always discussion going on after 2 o'clock when Guru Maharaj is living in Calcutta. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we are very hungry, we are sometimes chastised, what you are doing? We are hungry. Then they are stopping the discussions. But discussion going about Mayabad and Saudiabad. Always these two topics and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, many scripture reference
Guru Maharaj and Sri Swami Maharaj doing discussion every day. When Guru Maharaj is staying there, he is leaving his business, he is leaving everything, and sitting with Guru Maharaj from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, going in that business. Anyhow, then after taking sannyas, what he has done, you know, everybody, and which way he come in the West, and which way preach in the West, more than we, you know that, everything. But when he gone back to Navadvip, that time, Guru Maharaj requested him, you make one centre in Mayapur. He told, no, I do not want to quarrel with my god brothers. They are very envious. I do not make them. I shall make Calcutta or somewhere or Vrindavan like that. Guru Maharaj said, no. In Mayapur, you must make one centre. That is, Mayapur is Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And Prabhupada's Saraswati Thakur said, necessarily, the glorifying way, they established the Mayapur city. And now you have that chance. You can do it. Then Prabhupada said, who will give me their land? Guru said, I shall lend it. And Guru Maharaj, there Achyutananda Prabhu, you know, maybe, disciple of Prabhupada, he stayed in Navadvip, in our mosque, 1.5 years maybe. And lastly, Guru Maharaj sent to him, to Mayapur, and told him to search their land, and Govinda Maharaj will arrange. The Achyutananda searched that some land, and I have also seen that land, 3 bighas, 1 acre, first. And after that, he make one building and taking land, other land also. Then photo is building. When they are finished, Srila Sarva Maharaj wants to inauguration and that opening. The ceremony and two Guru Maharaj there. And suddenly you have seen one photo. Srila Prabhupada, myself and Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada seated in one Abhasasana, and I am down. They are singing the Padamami Sadaprabhu Padapadam, this song. And they both gave some lecture, and suddenly they told me, you go to Maharaj, you give lecture. You speak something. And that meeting was very big meeting. And I was not prepared. I am thinking, I am very junior. They are senior. They must not tell me. Gopati tanaya kunje gopu bodhiti vitam brahma. This sloka. Dogupati upadhyaya sloka. But when I told that sloka, the kankpati kathaya to me said, whom I shall tell and who will believe today that this Swami Maharaj Prabhupada was Abhay Babu and was my very affectionate like father in the Calcutta. And now he is world guru. All over the world chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra by his grace. And he was a very small businessman. And who believed? And what is wills of Krishna? Who can understand? In this way, an ornamental Sanskrit ornamental course it is. Well, I gave that lecture, they were very happy. I have one photo, they are smiling. The Kamputi Kata, whom shall I tell? And Koba Sampati Pati Mayat. And who will believe that that man today seated in the Vyasasam as Jagat Guru? This was my starting lecture. That also kept many. I not kept any record. I have many letters from Prabhupada, but 3, 4 or 5 letters
Suddenly I have got some dryer, but I have not kept anything. I am not a good clerk. Anyhow, it was the will of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, will of Saraswati Thakur, and will of Srila Bhaktivinoda Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj. He always given support, full support, to Prabhupada A.C. Bhaktivinoda Goswami, full support. Only he not gave sannyas. There was cause. He came to Guru Maharaj and asked sannyas. He gave me sannyas. Bhavani took charge of my family. Bhavani means his sister. Bhavani Didi, Pishima. And I shall take sannyas and I shall go to the West. And Guru Maharaj said, no, I shall not give you sannyas immediately. That is your family, like my family. They will chastise me. It is natural.
Yes.
His family, three sons, one son was mad and two was not mature. And this time if you take sannyas, your relatives and family, they will heavily chastise, oppose decision given to me, and I am your friend from first time, 1930. And I think you go somewhere and stay 6 months. Then I shall give you sannyas. I shall see the situation. But Swami Maharaj was very enthusiastic. And he did not care anything. And he told, no, I need sannyas just now. Then Guru Maharaj said, you need sannyas from me, then you go to Keshav Maharaj. He is brave. I am not brave like Keshav Maharaj. I am desperate. I am not desperate like Keshav Maharaj. You are desperate and Keshav Maharaj is desperate. Then you go to Keshav Maharaj. My mantra I give him to Keshav Maharaj. Then you will get mantra from me as well as that.
Through
him. And if need, you go to Keshav Maharaj. And really Keshav Maharaj was so desperate and brave. He was manager of Mayapur estate. And fearless man. Very very much desperate. He was desperate than Swami Maharaj.
Wow.
Swami Maharaj cannot hit by hand to others. But he can do that. That's all. Swami Maharaj by shouting. But his nature by beating also. Shouting and beating both. Anyhow, he managed all the Mayapur. There was very empty. That time, in the time of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, all Mayapur was empty of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Keshav Maharaj was brahmachari, red cloth, maya sapran. And Prabhupada made him his manager. And he told, if he wants to make me manager, then give me white cloth. And Prabhupada gave him. He was before Vinod Bihari brahmachari and maya sapran cloth. But Prabhupada given him the white cloth and like an ordinary gentleman. And he make one kachari bari, you know? He is collecting the khazna.
Tax.
From
rent.
Rent, tax, many things. He is collecting. And who is not giving, he is beating him. This way. 3, 4, 5 he beaten, then all set right. All can set right. And everybody was very fearful to Vinod Babu. And his name was Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. But when he took white cloth, then he told to them don't say me, Brahmachari. You say Vinod Babu. Babu means who have control over the society. You must say me, Vinod Babu, not Brahmachari. That time, and Guru Maharaj said, I gave sannyas to Kesava Maharaj and you go. And he went and he took sannyas and stayed in Radha Damodar temple and tried to go to the west. And you know which way he come, alone, without money actually, $40 was in his hand. And with that he came in.
$40
or dollars? $7. $40
equals
$7. Maybe. I do not know so much. You know better than me. Anyhow, so hot. He tried 1 year, but preaching Krishna consciousness. And he was determined, I can preach. And it is duty. I shall die, do or die. That was his determination. And lastly, Krishna was very merciful to the Western world, and Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's very strong desire fulfilled Krishna through him. And now whole world chanting Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu by his mercy. And when 1967 maybe, he gone back to India, but no Godbrother had given any reception to him. And he knows Siddhar Maharajas have no money. Siddhar Maharaj was more poor than him. Then he not written anything to Siddhar Maharaj. He written big Godbrothers. But when they not gave any response, he wrote a letter to me. Yeah, Govind Maharaj, you tell Siddhar Maharaj, if I go, I can stay in your mot with some brahmachari. And when I told Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj was very happy. And Guru Maharaj said, immediately write him, I shall arrange your everything here in our mot. You come here. And first invitation given in India, Guru Maharaj. And he come and stayed in their blue house. There is one house, newly purchased that house, Guru Maharaj. And he 21 days, maybe 1 month, he stayed there first. And Guru Maharaj said, what he have done, if my Guru Maharaj is present here, he, how much nice reception he will give, you cannot understand. Then you arrange a citizen reception for him. And in my name, you call, everybody will come. But Navadvip is very egoist pandit. There are so many. But everybody respecting Guru Maharaj. And when in the name of Guru Maharaj, I told everybody, they come in the town of Navadvip. There I arranged one very big meeting. And it was citizen's reception. Of Navadvip citizens' reception. And all Navadvip college and Sanskrit college and big Pandit, Goswami, Acharya, all came in that meeting. But who will preside? There was one very big Pandit, Gopendu Sankutitta. Everybody said, if Gopendu Babu will go there in meeting, we shall go. But Gopendu Babu said, if Siddhar Maharaj will come in the meeting, then I shall. Then Guru Maharaj was very sick. Guru Maharaj said, you tell to Gopendu Babu, anyway I shall go that meeting. Then Gopendu Babu presided that meeting. And Sanskrit College principal, he was Padmanabhu, and Achyutananda Prabhu, and other Ramanuja. Two brahmacharis. They sang this thing, this song, and also record played there in the meeting. Well, big and very beautiful reception. anyhow, but it was the desire of Mahaprabhu, no doubt, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, within 50 years, the preaching program will reveal and all the Western devotees will come to Navadvipa and they will chant and dance there. And now we are seeing that with our own eyes, all the devotees from the Western world, by the mercy of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, they are proceeding to Mayapur, Chinmaya Mayapur. Not only that, today Russia and the Poland, Holland, Hungary, China, everywhere now Krishna consciousness entire and it is blooming. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, this happened. And Guru Maharaj said he is Saktavesh avatar, otherwise cannot do it. It is impossible. Nityananda Prabhu himself, he bestowed mercy of Mahaprabhu in form of Srila Swami Maharaj. That was Guru Maharaj's lecture. That's also taped. And we are so fortunate that we have got from our young age, very young age, association of that grand Acharya of our Sampradaya. And he was not miserly. He was very broad-hearted. And his lectures shown that. He gave lectures, Sridhar Maharaj is my shikshalu. That time his position was so high in India and West, but he,
admitted
English.
Proclaimed. Announced.
He announced.
Declared.
He declared, yes. He declared very happily and broadly. Yes, Siddharth Maharaj is my Sikha Guru. If wants to learn anything, go to him. If I am not here, you go to him. And we have got, through that mercy, Sipa Sagar Maharaj and many, Giri Maharaj, that is, they know that fact. He said, if he wants to learn anything, very finest matter, go to Siddharth Maharaj. You will get there. Even I consider him my shiksha. And he was broad-hearted. Otherwise, he was very big guru that time. He may not say what loss. But he
declared
it. It is Vaishnavata. That is called Vaishnavata.
Vaishnava quality.
And when somebody telling, I am praising Srila Swami Maharaj too much, and why praising, they cannot understand it. The religion of Vaishnava, always praising to the Vaishnava. I come here in the new year. I was very unqualified, illiterate, young boy. Only I have some sukriti, good sukriti, no doubt. That is, I come to Guru Maharaj in lotus feet. And Guru Maharaj was my teacher. That is my good fortune. And 42 years I learned from Guru Maharaj and 7-8 years learned from Srila Swami Maharaj and many of his god brothers. That is my good fortune. But Srila Swami Maharaj, he told to all his devotees, if any disturbance will come to your sampradaya, go to Siddhar Maharaj. And he believed Guru Maharaj is a high rank Vaishnava. Even topics going with Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj, Srimad Bhagavad Gita discussion, in Navadvip Chaitanya Sarasvati Mahārāja, Achyutananda was seated there, and also Ramanuja was there. And they are discussing, they to some teacher, among teacher, that slogan. Mat-chitta-mat-kata, prana, bhudhananta parasparam, kathayantastamangnittam tushanti charamantita. And Guru Maharaj, which way, given that explanation, he is telling to Sai Maharaj. And Sai Maharaj is hearing that. And discussion after, Sai Maharaj said, no other way, this is the only interpretation you've given this world. And 2 hours discussion after, 2 hours, he gone back to that blue house where he is staying in our mountain. And Achyutananda asked Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, 2 hours he discussed what matter, what was matter. And Srila Sai Maharaj replied, if you will hear that minutely, you will be affected. That was their topics.
Hear our subject, what we discussed, you will faint.
That a very high standard there. Itogosti alochana.
Discussion
going there. But not only with Srila Swami Maharaj, many of God brothers of Guru Maharaj, they was very senior than Guru Maharaj. Many, like Goswami Maharaj was senior, Keshav Maharaj was senior, Narasimha Maharaj was senior, Paramahansa Maharaj was senior, and other many was senior God brother of Guru Maharaj, but they took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. That type of respect they have. And intimacy was with Srila Swami Maharaj. That is, in the same house, next. And Swami Maharaj was very enthusiastic to preach. That is, he called Guru Maharaj in his house and given free to stay there. After maybe a few years, he was very poor. Then he asked me, Govinda Maharaj, that time I am not Govinda Maharaj, Levi. You can pay something for this, rent for this house.
Help towards the rent.
The 20 rupees, can you pay? I told yes, I said, okay. And I gave him 20 rupees. But he was very generous. he given me roti. That is, nobody accuse you. Your hire is that 20 rupees. And he is giving roshi. Suddenly I have got that roshi 3 days ago. When I'm coming here. Before that, few roshi. In a bunch, there are some taken by uipoka.
Oh, yeah, eaten by them.
Insects.
And some of. Okay. Not only that, very valuable documents also, many things going to loss. After seeing that, I arranged to clean up everything and kept it. Now, but many letters was with me. But letter was very good letter. And what not was with me, that letter I have got from the mercy of is called devotee. They publish in their book my letter. That was not with me. And I do not know. I forgot that. I published Gauriya Darshan first. I was very enthusiastic. That enthusiasm also I have got from Swami Maharaj and my nature also like that. Then when Swami Maharaj publishing the English Back to Godhead. After a few years, I am thinking I shall publish one Bengali. And I published that, Gauriya Darshan. And 17 years, I continued that paper as an editor. Bengali and Sanskrit. That was. The first 2 copies I sent to Srila Swami Maharaj. And getting that copy, Srila Swami Maharaj sent a letter to me. And very nice letter. Unbelievable. But why I not kept that letter, I do not know. but I have got for the publication of the ISKCON, the Prabhupada's letter, maybe, the book's name.
Prabhupada's Shikshamrita.
In the ISKCON, many very good persons, they still there standing, and there are many of my friends. I do not know everybody, and not possible. But many of these contributors, my good friends, I do not want to name, but somebody must be envious. Then, after naming, there will be little disturbed, maybe. But many I have seen, and that man also. Otherwise, he cannot publish it. Why he published my letter? And it is very grand letter. Prabhupada's certificate was there, very good certificate. In future you will be this, you will be that. And I am thinking it is not work of Sridhar Maharaj, it is work of you. This way, be glorified. And it is very good for me as a certificate. The high certificate, high class certificate. And later, I search some letters. That's also very high standard letter. But I was not have a clear spirit. What will do with this Mandak thing? This New York City, many of the devotees are trying to attract me with this New York City. But this is third time I come in San Jose,
America.
And by the mercy of Sipal Giri Maharaj, I have got that opportunity to meet with you all. Otherwise, it was not my sole desire. Yeah, I shall come to Big Apple, Narsingh Maharaj telling me. I told Maharaj, you have not seen the glory. You have not seen the, what is it? Amit Bhagavanir. Chidbibhuti Roishoncha Kuno Bhalpur Dagan Nita Yavni Bigapal Pulcha. What is it?
You have not seen the great glory and majesty of the abode of the Lord.
Abode of the Lord.
Transcendental world. Of
transcendental
the Lord.
World's beauty. You
what are you
not
telling
seen?
Me about a Big Apple for then?
But that is you are telling Big Apple. But if you see, the Sea of Kantakanta, Paramapurusa, Kalpataralu, Druma Bhumishchinta Manogare Manigana Mai Toya Mamatam Kathaganam Natam Gamanam Pivangsi Priyasaki Chidaranda Jyoti Tadopi Parama Saddam of Chara. That beauty of Chinmay Golokadham, Chinmay Krishna Lok, through the eyes of the devotee, you will see that. You will be tempted. But what is their position of this mundane beauty? Sri Akanda, all the ladies, all the women, they are moved to the heart to Krishna, like Lakshmi Devi, powerful, all money. Very beautiful and very affectionate with Krishna. And Krishna is the only their enjoyer. And everybody servicing Krishna with their full devotional mood and energy. Kanta, Parama Purusha, Kalpataro, they are all the trees. What you want, if you want near to an apple tree, they give me one mango. He will give you beautiful mango. There is no seed, no skin. That type of all the many trees they are in Kulakavila. They have Kanta, Kanta, Parama Purusha, Kalpatarabhu, Druma, Bhumi, Sinta, Manamai, Kinta, Mani, Vanamai, Poyama. And the art, as you like, that type of result will give to you. If you need one jewel, or if you need something, if you need some beautiful anything, the earth will give to him, produce immediately. That is the Chinmaya Dham, Bhagavad Dham. Toyam Amritam, whatever they are like, nectar. Kathaganam, they are talking or singing, cannot believe. Nattangamanamapi, they are walking like dancing. And they are Vamsi Priyasaki, and the truth of Krishna, communicating with everyone. And Krishna playing flute, everyone happily, they are getting inspiration. Oh, Krishna need my association, Krishna need this, Krishna need milk, Krishna need dadi chana, Krishna wants to go to the Gosha, wants to play in the Yamuna. Everybody's heart within that relation. Santo, Daksha, Shukka, Vatsala, Madhur. They are always servicing Krishna. Serving Krishna. I do not know English. I cannot explain in English. It is after hearing from the devotee I can speak something. But I know something Sanskrit and Bengali. Anyhow, Bhagavan said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that this sun, this moon, there is useless. Then, before I am joking, which way I shall go to the west? Many devotees, Swami Maharaj has given three times me the plane ticket, word ticket, one's ticket. But that time Guru Maharaj was sick, I told Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, I cannot go Maharaj with you. Prabhupada's desire was this, you will see within your own eyes and you report to Guru Maharaj and he will be more happy getting report from you. And for that he told me, come with me, I shall give you a ticket. But I told, no, Maharaj, not possible. Guru Maharaj is very sick, and I am caretaker of Guru Maharaj, which I said, no. He expressed his desire, and through that desire, now I am all to He expressed his desire on me. You come. And now I come. But I am joking that time. Which way I shall go? The plane will go loose and cut out. I never use plane. Before coming into the OS, I never use plane. That is, I have no money. Which way I shall go? By plane. I am using second class train. And joking, I cannot go by plane. If plane fall down, then I shall die. And they are thinking it is true. I am joking and they are thinking it is true. Anyhow, but after Guru Maharaj, all the devotees, they have desired, they know my relationship with Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. And 42 years I have with Guru Maharaj, then I have some established position, no doubt. And also Siddhanta, and any question, any answer, any type of question about Krishna consciousness, I am challenging. And I have got that challenge from Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. They both love that. And always I am hearing. If you have any little brain and 40 years you stayed with that personality, you must get something. Then I cannot say I have not got. I have got something, no doubt. But he was very big and it is not competitive examination with them. I am servants of Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj. But their mercy, it is very strong. of Srila Swami Maharaj. When he entered into this country, and 1 year he very hard tried to spread Krishna consciousness. That time he had no friend. 1, 2, 3, 4 maybe friend, and how many days they will give the help. And that type of situation. But when I come here, hundreds of friends I am getting easily. Yeah. Whose mercy? It is Srila Swami Maharaj's mercy. Srila Guru Maharaj's mercy. By their mercy. That is, I told to Australia, Srila Swami Maharaj make channel. Blasting the ego of Western world. And that mountain. Ego is the mountain, he blasted and make channel, and I entered easily in that Western world. We are a happy position have got here. All help, everything we are getting by the mercy of them. Anyhow, you are so fortunate, I have no doubt. That is, relationship only not cause. More cause is there. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur given whole sampradaya charge to Guru Maharaj. You heard maybe that story. Through one song last time, the Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sai Mor Sampada Sai Mor Bhajana Pujana. Guru Maharaj sleeping that time, he got up and called and told Siddhar Maharaj, you sing this song. And Guru Maharaj is hesitating, that is, he cannot sing. But Prabhupada said, yes, you sing. But secretary was very good. But he is thinking Siddhar Maharaj cannot sing. Then he ordered to another Maharaj. He was not Maharaj that time, Brahmachari. But he can sing very nicely. And that secretary told that Brahmachari, yes, you sing. And when Brahmachari started, Prabhupada was very angry and told, stop. Only Siddhar Maharaj can sing the song.
That's Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Before disappearance, he wants to hear that Rupo Manjari Pada song. Then all the God brothers of Guru Maharaj, they are respecting as Rupa Goswami's position, they are giving to Siddhar Maharaj. That is his high position. Highest position, not high. It is highest position in Sampradaya. And he's all the dear God brothers, who is respected by him, Srila Siddhar Maharaj. Like Kesava Maharaj. Kesava Maharaj is respected by Srila Siddhar Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Chitta Maharaj, Paramahansa Maharaj, Bhagavad Maharaj, everybody. They are senior of Guru Maharaj, but they took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Sannyas means, sannyas mantra means the highest mantra, more than Diksha mantra. And that mantra they took from Guru Maharaj. Then they know what is what. And all the charge of sampradaya given by Saraswati Thakur to Guru Maharaj. And Srila Swami Maharaj knows it. And immediately he took Guru Maharaj in his house and given one house for him. The Maharaj, you preach to stay here. He was businessman maybe, but he knows what is business of Krishna consciousness. But he cannot do business as mundane way. But transcendental business he knows very well. He took Siddhar Maharaj in his house. And also, automatically relationship grown very nicely with Guru Maharaj. And remnants of them, I have got something. That is, they are talking, Sisri Mad Bhagavat Padamuja Madhu Sadhu Savishat Padai Likhipta Madhu Vindava Chavarito Bhushta Amukad Bunjita. When that topic is going, discussion going, and something coming to our ear and entering into the heart, And we are rich with that. That is our position. And why they are giving respect to me? I am a fallen soul and non-qualified man. But that respect, it is not my respect. It is my Guru's respect. My Guru Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, all the respect for them, Kanak, Kamini and Pratishtha. See, in this world, the master of Kanak means wealth is Narayan. And all the ladies' master is Krishna, he is enjoyer. And Pratishtha, all the Pratishtha, all the fame going to Guru. Then what I have, anything that is property of Guru's property, not my property. I have some property that is friendship with all the devotees all over the world. That is my property. And that property comes through their own mercy. They likes me, that is my property. Jayam Vishwasro Swami Maharaj Jai. Now 8:30, not so much. Some old history I told, but I want to tell something, the scriptural matter.
Yeah.
But it's come other way. Anyhow. Somebody telling, why I am glorifying Prabhupada. My Guru is Siddhar Maharaj. But Sikha Guru and Dikha Guru, both. Guru is same position. And our line going to Sikha Guru, not Dikha Guru line. Then, when I learn from Srila Prabhupada, and not that is matter. Matter is that all over the world chanting the name of Hare Krishna by His mercy. Who can deny it? And if I deny, I will be
an offender.
To Him. I easily can glorify Guru Maharaj. I can avoid Srila Swami Maharaj, no problem. But why shall I avoid if this tongue given by Krishna, and what for? Glorifying for the Vaishnava. Then if I cannot do that, why this tongue with me must glorify the Vaishnavas? And who is not only Vaishnava, he is the highest acharya in this world, especially in Western world. Then glorifying the acharya, that is glorifying to Krishna, the devotee of Krishna, if you glorifying to Him. And that is our life's goal. Everybody knows Govinda Maharaj is Siddhar Maharaj's disciple. It is not necessary to tell anybody. Everybody will understand it. It is a very simple thing. And I am acharya in Chaitanya Saraswati Math 3 years before, when Guru Maharaj was in this mundane world.
3 years before he left the world.
3 years before he left the world, he made me acharya. Then my fame is very famous. Everybody knows. It has not happened before in this world. Only Siddhar Maharaj made this Guru. In lifetime he made it, his ashram Guru. And it's only this one case in this world happened. Then I am famous automatically by my Guru Maharaj. By the mercy of Guru Maharaj I am famous. But they are thinking, why glorifying Sri Swami Maharaj? My wealth comes from Swami Maharaj, everything coming through Swami Maharaj. All the Western world come to near to me through Swami Maharaj. Before nobody came near. And nobody went to Navadvip before that. Then we must glorify Him first. He is first Guru in this world, we shall say. And many Gurus, Ji, Rup, Salatan, Jeev, they not come here. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Saraswati, they are not coming to the Western world. So Swami Maharaj captured the Western world, but by His mercy, by His Guru's mercy, no doubt. But He captured the Western world. Then I must glorify Him. foolish will say, why I am Guru Mahima? And glorification to Guru Gauranga, that is our life. And through the expression, through the express. Through glorifying, it is glorifying our own self.
By glorifying them.
By glorifying them.
We are glorifying.
Srimad Bhagavat said, Tachyatmani Patinukasya Jatham Khas. You know, if you put tilaka in your forehead, that you will see in the mirror. If you glorify Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan,
you will be glorious.
You will be glorious. That is the main thing. And it is mercy of Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan. Don't make offense to the Vaishnava. This is main thing of life. And Gyashtha, means thinking of life, spiritual life. That is 10 kinds of offenses. That's called Namapada. And you must avoid that Namapada. And first Namapada is Svatang Ninda, Sadhu Ninda, abusement of Sadhu. Guru Abhagna. That means
disregard for the Guru.
Disregard to Guru. Sadhu Ninda and Guru Abhagna. Must avoid. And what loss of you?
What is your loss?
What is your loss?
If you glorify.
If you glorify Sadhu, glorify the Guru, stop. You have no loss. Then first do that. Avoid bad association and glorify the Sadhu Guru Krishna. This is the life goal. Easily you will enter into the transcendental service world. This is our life.
Jaya Om Vishnu Bhakti Rakshita Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jaya!